Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But they...
Hey, you guys, it's 12:34.
Here's some Peter Cetera. Pretty good. Jason, what do you think?
He has a bright future.
All right, you guys, it is 2:25 and we're in the Disney bunker place. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Stupendous.
And we're also here with Brittany from San Diego. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
You sound like you're cracking now. You seem fine till I asked you, and then your reply, it seemed like you had to invoke a lot of brain power to do that.
I don't know what to say.
her name isn't Brittany from San Diego. It's Downtown Brittany Brown.
Yeah, you've been saying it wrong the whole time. I didn't know how to tell you this until now.
But that was what that face was. It was, hey, I'm Downtown Brittany Brown. Get it right?
Downtown.
Brittany Brown.
I think it was Leroy, though.
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought we were just jamming out right now, actually.
Just having a bit of an acapella bash.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's set the scene. It's 2:30. We're in this giant basement thing. It's all the lights are on, all the fluoro lights are on, and there's Disney movies playing on these giant TVs, and sometimes they go super loud and then super quiet and scare me. There's this fish that's just can't stay underwater. He's on trucks, he's in parks, he's got this octopus friend. I don't know what's going on. I don't think it's a very good influence for the kids of today. But then there's all these people asleep or trying to sleep, camping out. A lot of them, guys, are in these newfangled inflatable tube things.
Yeah. I know I said I dropped out of culture, but now I'm going to drop back in, talk about this a little bit. And it looks like they murdered Shamu and then slept on his remains. Some of them do.
Shamu.
We saw this lady and she like got one of those things and she was running up and down like, I don't know, about 30 feet one way and 30 feet the other way until it filled up. And then she got it together and then she jumped on it and she rolled around for a second and then fell off of it.
And somehow it was the funniest thing that ever happened.
It really was.
She was really jiggling about.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I just saw somebody violently wake up and they are sleeping in a space foil suit.
They're sleeping in the suit that Better Call Saul's dad wears because he's scared of electricity. There's a dude sleeping in one of those. He looks like a giant kebab or a gyro.
Maybe he's like an Alex Jones fan and he's not going to let them get his memories.
I'm getting a little hungry now looking at this guy.
Really? You get hungry. I just want to come up with some conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I mean, like, we don't know what's in there. Like, that could be, like, an animal or something. You know?
It looks like something's trying to give birth. Like, it's trying to crack out of it. He's just like, is he stuck? Did someone duct tape him in? Where's his head?
Maybe he's Jiffy Pop. The popcorn that, you know.
Oh,
you
could, that's what it looks like.
It looks like a giant-ass Jiffy Pop person.
Yeah, but it's like popcorn, like, apple size. Oh, this movie's starting up again. What? See, now the movie's getting loud. What's going on?
Yeah, that's the way it goes, man.
I don't know if I can add people. Just okay. I think I've just got to stop it for a second to add people. Wait there. All right, so we've got new guests from the Star Wars Underworld. We've got Chris Seacole.
Yo, hello.
Dominic Jones.
Hello.
He's half asleep already.
And the Star Wars Report's Riley.
Hello, hello.
Mr. Blanton. Now, we're just watching the popcorn human over there. That's interesting. I saw a lady before. Like, this concrete floor is so cold. Like, it's cold. Like, this might have, like, lasting effects for the rest of my life. Oh, it's so cold. There was this lady sleep, like, I don't know how people sleep, but there's a lady sleeping just face down, no assistance.
Is she sleeping?
Yeah. I can't be sure. But
was this the person they wheeled out earlier, Chris? Maybe.
Maybe she's a different face of the Jiffy Pop people. They need to, like, get the heat from the ground, too. So.
They're in.
I am talking into it.
Yeah, you were holding it like Eminem or something.
Yeah, that's like how I am.
Like a Gat.
I'm like,
dude,
it's
your
called
shirt,
the Dominic.
Your shirt is covered in your mom's spaghetti.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the audio of this, what you don't realize is that Jason's actually dabbing with the microphone right
I just
now.
Did, yeah.
Straight G. All right, Riley, what do you think we see tomorrow, buddy?
I think we're going to see some Star Wars. We're going to see some wars and some stars. No, I'm looking forward to The Last Jedi reel.
I would say you think it's a reel.
I do.
A sizzle behind the scenes?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
I think we're going to see behind the scenes. I think we're going to see what we saw with The Force Awakens at Comic-Con 2 years ago.
About this
which,
time.
By the way, was my favorite piece of promotional material of the whole film. I like that better.
Practical
than
effects.
Real
not
sets.
Not the one where they said practical,
practical effects.
Everything's changed, oh, but nothing's no. changed.
Back to the old ways of doing things.
In a real desert, guys. It's actually a desert.
But it had, like,
you
the
guys
piano.
Are, like,
I'll never forget it. Sorry, still. I'll never forget it, though. Especially around this time of year.
Okay, may I remind you that Saw Gerrera once had blue eyes.
Yeah. That is... Do you really want to do this right now?
No, no, but that's my way for whenever I want to distract Jason from something, I just tell him that and he just starts, like, convulsing.
Just...
So basically what you're saying is whenever you have bad news for Jason, you say, so Jason, two things. One, horrible news.
Yes.
Number two... Saw Gerrera has blue eyes.
Thoughts? Dude, the baby blues are resistance. Where were they? That's what I want to know.
Baby had blue eyes. What about you, Sequel? What do you reckon we're going to see tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that behind the scenes reel, but I want to see more than that. Like, I want to see beyond The Last Jedi. That's
Beyonce.
Too predictable.
Oh, I thought you meant you wanted to see the making of clip.
Yeah, no, that would be cool.
I want to go beyond that.
Let's see how they edited that together.
Yeah. Follow around the behind the scenes crew, you know, with
no,
the second
wanna,
behind the scenes
I,
crew.
I want to see an announcement about what the next anthology film is, because I think they need to distract us from what's going on with the Han Solo film with something else.
Yeah,
I saw a Gerrera film.
I've just got this feeling that we're going to get a Skype from Ron Howard.
Yeah.
And it's like, and the film's called. Falcon Chase.
Yeah.
I want a musical drama about Saw Gerrera called Baby Blues.
Oh, boy.
God.
He plays the saxophone
Brittany,
on Scarif.
What do you want tomorrow?
Anything Last Jedi, and also possibly an anthology film, like Up There or something new. So.
What's your pitch, though? What's your pitch?
Deep inside, I really want an Obi-Wan Kenobi film. That is
yes.
what I've hoped and dreamed since I saw Ian McGregor's face for the very first time.
I second
haven't
that.
We all?
Wow. I love that Madonna song. When you see Ewan McGregor for the very first time. It's great.
Like a Jedi.
How's old weird sequel over here?
Yeah, that was strange.
It's definitely past midnight.
What about you, Dom?
Sizzle reel, and yeah, the Skype from Ron Howard.
Mm.
And yeah, that's about it. I'd like to think maybe there would be like some kind of short clip, but I think that's asking for too much from Last Jedi.
Yeah, it's got to be like there's got to be some sort of rolling footage.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, like an actual clip from the movie.
Oh, like a scene?
Asking,
yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
too
know.
Much. At the shareholders thing, they showed, apparently they showed, like, the direct continuation of the final scene of The Force Awakens where Luke takes the lightsaber. Like, I'd like to see that.
I was at a D23 in the past, and they showed, you know, Captain America, the one where he fights in the elevator in the beginning?
Oh, mm-hmm. Elevator fight, yeah.
They showed the whole elevator fight. They didn't show a trailer. They just showed the whole elevator fight.
Wow.
And it was awesome. No, it was because I thought it's an awesome fight scene.
Yeah.
It sold me on the movie. It was pretty good. So something like that would be awesome if they did something like that and showed us like a sequence of the movie.
Yeah, that'd be tight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be. It'd be such a like harsh tease though, like to not know what's coming and then it stops and you're just like.
Yeah. But that's still better than a trailer. If it's like a great sequence.
Yeah, I'd rather that than the weird Rogue One trailer where it was like stuff we'd sort of seen. It was like super forgettable.
Yeah, the one that they showed us in London.
Yeah, and just showing it one time with the like clip.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a mind like meld thing because you can only remember so much of what you saw anyway. So it's just like,
yeah,
you won't get to tell people much because you won't remember. Mm-hmm. So yeah, seeing would be cool, but I don't think they're going.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's
what I want though.
I don't feel it. And the tinfoil people are squishing about.
You know, Disney people, they are a sleepy people. Like when you go to Comic-Con or you go to Celebration, Star Wars people, people stay up all night.
I thought you were talking about management.
No, Disney people. I'm just watching them, and like 90% of these people are sleeping.
Well, the movies are about people who sleep. Sleeping Beauty, Sleeping the Dwarf.
Yeah. But there is one guy in the Finding Dory, though. One guy is really like enjoying it. Like, I was watching, like, no one is watching the movie at all. And then I saw this one guy, and I was like, it's all worth it now.
It also seems like there's a lot more, like, inflatable beds and stuff at this one than at Celebration. At Celebration, it's a lot of people sitting on the floor.
So you're saying Disney people are smarter?
They like to be comfortable.
Yeah, they're comfortable. More comfortable, yeah, that's comfortable. For sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not sure about you guys gatekeeping those that have the forethought to buy a couch. It's like, if you're going to do it, you do it hard. And you must be proud of that lady sleeping face down then. She's like...
Yeah, that's hardcore. That's real.
She's an example to us all.
Yeah. Yes. She's going to wake up with like frostbite on her face. Like, it just looked... It was so breathtakingly uncomfortable looking. Like it was just stunning. Mm. Like it was like a performance piece of art.
It was like a mannequin just face down.
It was just planking.
It was planking. Yeah.
Just about like 3 years too late.
Yeah. She's been planky for 3 years.
Yeah.
Still here.
I never thought you could be that impressed by someone lying face down on really cold concrete, but the magic of Disney, you guys. It's fantastic. Do you think they'll have another, mention a film? We're due for an announcement.
Are we though?
Yeah, Kathleen Kennedy said it was going to be
in
the summer.
I mean,
and check this tan out, buddy. It's summer. It's summer. Cooking.
It's true. It's hot. It is.
It's hot. It's time for Kathleen to start sizzling. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get it out there.
Right.
Announce a film.
Right. Kennedy style. Yeah. I guess.
Eh?
I mean. It's like a 2020 movie, so I'm kind of like, I do want to know what it is, obviously, but 2020 is such a long time. Got like 2 Star Wars movies before that, even, you know, 3 Star Wars movies before that. So I'm like 4 Star Wars movies away. Yeah, tell me when you're gonna tell me, I guess. tell me when it's done and you're actually gonna make it.
That should be the subtitle of your website. Tell me when it's done.
Tell me when it's done.
You're such a hypocrite, dude. Tell me when it's done.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's like, text me when it's on iTunes. It's all good.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're right. They did say that they were gonna tell us, but they really don't have to tell us anything anytime soon about that one. They don't have to. Because it's so far away.
I'm not saying you have to.
Yeah. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't find out until later in the year. Still. I don't have high hopes. My spirit has just slowly been crushed. I've mostly given up on most things I generally believe in.
What about the...
Open love is gone.
What about the... what about the informed speculation that they might announce the San Diego Comic-Con The Last Jedi figure tomorrow.
Oh, right. Wow.
You don't like that?
No.
Not for the whole thing, but
yeah,
I want my little Luke Skywalker.
I honestly don't think that, I don't know, have they ever done something like that? Because it does. It seems like putting in this at this time is saying we don't need San Diego Comic-Con. Well, we could do it on our own.
Last year they had the Jyn Erso figure at Comic-Con after they showed it off at Celebration the week before.
But so. That's like run by Lucasfilm more than, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I don't know if Disney really cares about, or they don't want a distance.
Yeah.
So announcing the exclusive.
Well, they got their Elite series too. It's competing.
They don't have to say it's an exclusive at Comic-Con, like on the panel tomorrow. They can just say, "Hey, sure. Mark Hamill, here's your Luke Skywalker figure," and then Hasbro can put out a press release on Monday saying, "Hey, get ready to kill each other for this on Wednesday."
Mark Hamill wasn't really tiny; it was just a toy. You never know, man. The internet. You ever read stuff that people think?
Yeah.
These are the type of scoops you go to MakingStarWars.net for.
Well, if you guys missed the other show, I was telling everybody, make sure to see the model early in the morning, because I am going to Godzilla King Kong it. So it won't be there all day tomorrow.
Interesting. That's a bold move, making that announcement, I'm taking it down. Telling the world.
Yeah, I'm taking it down.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to Still Wars live, then you know.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you'll know.
Just run for your life. Run for your life. Big final Godzilla.
Dude, I'm going to lift up my sunglasses and lasers are going to come out of my eyes. Oh. Yeah.
That'd be hot.
This escalated quickly. An already very violent situation.
Wow.
I did shoot like 30 minutes of footage of that model, so I could probably make it happen. To the power of visual effects.
Power of the internet?
Power of the internet and visual effects. And concept art by Doug Chang. That's my plan.
Dougie.
Wait, so what is the likelihood that we actually see something on Han Solo?
You know, you wouldn't think it would be good because any of the footage that they have might not, or most of the footage that they have might not be relevant.
Has that stopped them before?
That's what I was going was with Rogue One. They were completely down to shoot a fantasy movie and sell that instead of the real movie. So it's completely possible that if they would do that. But
well, like if you're Disney, well, do you want attention? Like, is any press good press at this point to say, "Hey, here's something cool from the movie," or do you want to just kind of keep letting things settle down before you promote it?
Yeah, you would think it would be smarter to let people forget about the whole thing for a little while and then show something really great from it.
Yeah.
That would probably cleanse the palate a little bit, I would think.
What are the odds we just get a video of Alden Ehrenreich going, "We're all fine here now. How are you?"
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
Or he just goes, "Alrighty then."
What about this for the ultimate pro wrestling swerve? Ron Howard Skyping from the set, and it's like, "Guys, big news. Not only am I the new director, we're here to announce to you guys exclusively, we've got a new Han Solo." And Ingruber just steps in.
Ingruber. It will die.
And they hug.
I read on some site that was going to happen.
Yeah, so. It's confirmed.
That would just be the ultimate. Like, people would just be picking up chairs and throwing them.
Have we ever seen Ingruber's Ace Ventura impression? Do you know?
And then he just, turns to camera with the trademark lopsided grin. Where did the phrase lopsided grin come from? Like, I remember that being in the old EU, in book after book. Like,
they would always mention it for Han Solo, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
well, I think it was because Harrison Ford was pretty popular for it. And I think I remember reading that in tabloidish kind of magazines, People and that kind of stuff too. And that's what they used to talk about for Ford. So I think that they were mostly just echoing the things that they wrote about him in magazines, to be honest.
Wait, you're saying that that fiction authors from the Star Wars Expanded Universe originally were taking to the
tabloids? Well, they were reading magazines and living in the world like everyone else. And so when they wanted
and
to...
And so the phrase lopsided grin was born.
That's where I heard that for Harrison Ford. I'll look it up. I think there's an Indiana Jones and Last Crusade article I actually have that mentions it. I'll try to find it. If I do, I'll post it on Twitter.
Like, how
sounds like you're gonna have a huge week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scouring magazines with this one phrase.
No, I have like a collection of magazines that I saved that had stuff about Star Wars stuff in it.
Yeah, it's great to have a pile of them, but to go through them all looking for this one phrase.
Why? Why not? Why not?
All right, fine.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? I'm excited. Spend time about with it. Your kids?
I just want you to know.
Yeah, no, I just, hey, we have a research project here, and we're going to carry it out and execute it.
Hey, I'm going to go hit the banana lounge.
All right.
As another movie starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to catch a few.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Winks.
Nice. That is. Do nice. That.
All right. Well, good night, everyone.
Good night, Steel.
Good night, Steel. Good
night, Brittany.
Good night.
That's creepy. Hey, guys. It's now 9:12 in the morning, and we slept on a very cold floor, and we're sort of winding up to go in to the panel. Brittany, how was your night?
It was lovely. How was yours?
I got some good sleep. I slept so well that I didn't even know they showed Rogue One. So that's pretty good. Rusty, how was your night's sleep?
That was fantastic. A good 30 minutes got to do it for me, man.
Oh, man. And you look... Every 30, every minute of that 30, it counted. You look radiant. Jason, how are you feeling?
I feel like $1 million bucks.
Really?
No, I feel terrible.
Prediction for the panel. Late prediction. You've been texting relentlessly all morning.
Right. Yeah, they're gonna bring back the droids cartoon. And then they're gonna make the final part of the Ewok films, the third part, to get that trilogy box set out.
All right, guys, you hit it here last. That is fantastic. What a scoop!
I learned from Anthony Bresnikan of Entertainment Weekly that Drew Barrymore is playing Sindel.
Yes! Bresnikan thought Sindel was Drew Barrymore. And he
stupid about it. He was just like, wasn't that Drew Barrymore? Yeah. Is that Drew Barrymore? And we're just like, no, man. And he's like, oh, okay. We're like, and then we went, let it go.
Yeah. At about midnight at the bar, stuff got really real for Mr. Bresnikan. All right, well, we can't record in there or anything, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right, you guys, it's 12:40. We just got out. You would have already seen the sizzle reel. Hopefully they release some Mary Poppins information, because are you excited for that Mary Poppins joint?
I like when she flies down at the end and swims around the children to take them. That part was great. Woke me up.
Rusty, Jeff on?
Yeah, the Marvel's Avengers Infinity War, it just looks fantastic. I mean, I don't think anyone thinks going to come close to that movie in Marvel, in my opinion.
You've totally forgotten about Star Wars after that.
Yeah, after that Marvel panel, Star Wars kind of got blown away, in my opinion.
The sizzle clip was good. It was good to see all the cast. What did you think, Brittany?
I thought it was great. I thought it was really cool seeing the whole cast. This was my first time seeing everyone like in person, so it was a cool experience.
Nice. And what are you guys going to do for the rest of the day?
We're going to go walk around the pavilion, you know, probably rest for a little bit. But we're, like, awake right now, surprisingly. We've been awake for over 24 hours. We thought we'd be tired, but I'm okay.
Well, thanks for being our line buddies and soldiering through. How did you find the whole overnight experience?
I would definitely do that again.
Now? Guys, it's 12:43, and I've just found our old new buddy, Ashley Crozen. How are you doing, Ash?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm a little overwhelmed because we just took in a lot of information. So my brain feels a little bit like scrambled eggs.
Yeah, but my Star Wars thinking brain is pretty relaxed.
Yeah, because, well, we didn't get like a whole heck of a lot. I like how they just completely glazed over Han Solo.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, we're recording that. Kathleen's not here.
Yeah. Hey, guys, stop worrying about it. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, not even a little message. And then they had the sizzle reel, and I was, like, writing notes, and I was saving it in my brain. And then as soon as, like, we could turn our phones back on again, it's like, it's online. And then I just, like, empty trash in my head. It's just like, I don't need to remember any of that stuff.
That's when I was, like, frantically writing everything down, being like, oh, we saw a shot of Ray doing this and this and this. And then I'm like, oh, wait.
Okay, what was the one thing that you remembered that was exciting?
It's got to be the shot of Rey hooded holding the blue lightsaber to her face.
Ooh, I like
that. That's my favorite shot.
I like the training one where she looks like she's fighting like three people with lightsabers.
Yeah, it also looks like, because we saw the shot of like Rey and the Millennium Falcon, I'm glad she's not going to be training the whole movie. I mean, it seems like she's going to go somewhere.
And Chewbacca's got his 1970s like Beats by Dre on. He's got him back on. That's good.
Did you see the behind the scenes like thing of Chewbacca's head? It looks like he's in like like curling rollers.
I did not.
That's my biggest takeaway, of course, is that Chewbacca gets his hair done.
And there was one photo that I guess you won't see if you weren't there, and it was of Rey and Chewbacca in the Falcon, and it's in space, and they're looking at something daunting.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. What are they looking at?
I don't know. I also really like the shot of Laura Dern as Holdo.
Oh, yeah, holding a gun. Yeah. I didn't think she was going to be a gun-toting character.
I think she's going to be bad.
It's no good.
It's no good.
She's no Mon Mothma, let me tell you that much.
Just me, a double-crossing, backstabbing son of a bee.
But now you're just thinking all Avengers.
Well, yeah, that trailer really brought the house down. Because they were like, oh, we're going to do a look back at everything that's happened, and then they just, surprise, we're dropping a full trailer right in front of your face.
Have you ever been to one of those before?
Yes.
It's so weird. It's just like a waving parade. It's like, here's some celebrities, wave.
Yeah, it's so much information to take in. Yeah, because they just bring everybody on stage. They didn't even interview anybody from the Avengers. Nobody said anything.
Yeah, half of them came out with microphones. They ended up just all putting them behind their backs, just like, yeah.
They're like, hi, guys. All right, see ya.
My superpower is silence.
They are doing interviews backstage, though, with some of the press outlets. So maybe you'll miss your Mark Hamill chance yet again. Oh, you should see the look that Steele is giving me, you guys. I shouldn't have brought it up. He's hurting. I saw him yesterday. He walked right by me in the hotel lobby. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, were you there last night? This is the best. When Bresnican thought Sindel in the Ewok movies was Drew Barrymore.
Oh, okay. I briefly heard him mentioning Drew Barrymore a couple times, and I wasn't really paying attention to what he was talking about.
It was so good. It was like, what's the thing in Seinfeld? Was it Robert De Niro was in Star Wars, and it was like so he could get a date with Elaine? Yeah, Drew Barrymore, Sindel, in the Ewok movies.
He was so certain. I love that.
We gave him a sweet 30-year-old scoop.
Did you hear that the special editions are not the original editions? Because that is crazy.
Sweet callback, Ash.
Big scoop.
All right, well, it was great seeing you.
You too.
And it's just really sad to know that I'm not going to see you for a whole 3 days.
Oh, that's so true. 3 days, Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yeah, no Star Wars news there, probably.
I'll make some Star Wars news.
Let's make some Star Wars news.
Alrighty.
Cool, man. What's up?
Hey, guys. It's now about 5:30, and I'm back at home in the apartment in L.A. Pretty soon after we did the last segment, there wasn't much more to see at D23. There was going to be the Parks panel, which you probably know all about now, talking more about the now-named Galaxy's Edge. Good luck, anyone, hoping everyone calls it that. Star Wars Land, and it's sports entertainment, not pro wrestling. Yeah, sure. Anyway, Yeah, there wasn't much. There was the parks thing, which I would have loved to have gone to, but with the queues and stuff, there was no way we were going to make it in there because all the people didn't make it into the live film presentation. Would have got in that line, and my suspicions were correct because Riley from the Star Wars Report messaged me to say he didn't get in, so I made the right choice. I should point out that I'm on the Star Wars Report this week talking all things D23 with Riley. Go check that out. But yeah, so at the start of day one on the way down to D23, I expressed how I was a bit worried that Star Wars was going to be wedged amongst all these other things and not be special like Star Wars is to us, how Star Wars is normally presented at Star Wars Celebration or a presentation at San Diego Comic-Con. And the clip was great. The clip was amazing. But my fears were, they were spot on for me anyway. The whole presentation, the 2-hour thing, it was fascinating. It was great. But as a Star Wars fan, I don't think it lived up to what we previously had. And I think maybe there might have been 15 minutes of Star Wars in that whole thing. And, you know, if Disney wants to divert attention to D23 rather than San Diego Comic-Con, like, we sacrificed an hour panel about The Last Jedi, like a really, a fun celebration with, you know, 7,000 people at Comic-Con for, like, that. Like, and all the other Disney films look fantastic, but I did feel like I was going to get offered to buy shares at the end. Like, it's called Disney D23 Disney Expo, not a convention. And it definitely felt like an expo, like a corporate presentation. Maybe I'm just kidding myself and, you know, that's what San Diego Comic-Con is now anyway. But I have to say let's talk about things. I've got some notes here of things that we saw. Lots of Mary Poppins, so much on Mary Poppins. I'm not a Mary Poppins person. The old table's back though, guys. The table that you loved from the original Mary Poppins is back. And I tweeted about that. And then the table tweeted back. There is a Mary Poppins table thing. What else do we see? A Stitch in Time? Is that what it was called? But that was really cool. We got to see Oprah. So I lived out my lifelong goal that I never knew I had of seeing Oprah. And Reese Witherspoon, who is just the most Reese Witherspoon person on earth. And that's a compliment. But she's so Reese Witherspoon. They're doing a live action Dumbo that Tim Burton's directing. And they had a video message. They had a video message from Tim Burton in London. Why couldn't they have... They wheeled out the actual live-action Dumbo, which was kind of cute, kind of terrifying. One of those things. But yeah, they had the video thing from Tim Burton, and that would have been nice to have. You know, we predicted that maybe Ron Howard would do a message from the set. It just, like, we'd heard rumors that they were debating over what to show for Star Wars, and I don't know, what we saw kind of, it just was very, I don't know, it just, the whole thing with the D23, the big presentation, it's sort of just like, here's a celebrity, clap, here's the next celebrity, clap, and not much meat past that, you know, like if you remember back to the Force Awakens panel with the, that you had the three new heroes, the three new villains, and then the legacy characters all on stage, as well as Kathleen and JJ and Lawrence Kasdan. You know, there was a lot of time to, I don't know, dwell on stuff, and they took questions. The clip was great. It was slightly puzzling. I don't know why we were in there without our phones. I know why they didn't want us to have the phones, because they didn't want us to film that amazing Infinity War trailer. Oh my God. I walked out like, you know, like we spoke to Ash and she walked out, you know, all she wanted to talk about was the Infinity War, not Star Wars. I want to talk about Star Wars, you guys. They had a dancer on stage. A little buck came out and did some crazy new age break dance. I can't remember what movie that was meant to tie into. It was from, he was, did movement for some, oh wait, it was some rat. Was there a bunch of rats that joined together to make a creature and they couldn't show us that. So they showed him, he's doing the, like the motion capture for it. Was it rats? Was it birds? It was something not very nice. And I can't remember what movie it was for because it wasn't Star Wars. They showed a clip from The Lion King, the live action Lion King, where they hold up the little, is it Simba? They hold, you know, in the cartoon and all the other animals go crazy. They showed the live action version of that and it was amazing. The little lion baby sneezes. It reminded me so much of Jerry. Me and Jackie have been already, I've showed her. I said, oh my God, it was like Jerry in the clip. So that was cool. But yeah, I just don't think the presentation gave Star Wars its due. You know, they had in the behind the scenes thing, they had, you know, the reveal of the Porgs. And why not get a Porg out there? Why not show us a Porg? Tell us that it's called a Porg. You know, they aren't real puppets. You know, they brought out all this other stuff for other movies, but no Porg. No Skype message. You know, I guess maybe the biggest thing out of the interviews, which were very brief, was that Phasma is very heavily teased to fight Finn in the film. So that was exciting. Laura Dern was there. Benicio Del Toro came out. But yeah, I wanted more meat. And, you know, I normally walk out of these things very satisfied. And, you know, they don't ask the fans to line up overnight to see these things, but they know they're going to. They make, the logistics account for it with the underground line and all that stuff, and that's great, but they've got to, this one time, I just don't think they came through. I think if you're an overall Disney fan, if you were a Marvel fan, you're walking out of there pretty pumped, because I saw about 20 Avengers. I know they're not all Avengers, but, you know, It was amazing. And then the trailer for the Infinity War was, wow. Insert Fry from Futurama meme there. So, yeah, we'll be, if you want to hear a bit more of a breakdown, go to the Star Wars Report. Me and Riley talk about that for about 40 minutes. Then next week, probably you'll get one of these episodes per day, because we'll have the two blog pods from D23 with the call-in show in the middle. So if you've missed any of those, maybe you didn't refresh your feed and just the last one, so you missed an episode. So go make sure you check out those. The call-in show was absolute chaos, but hopefully you guys found it pretty fun. I know if you're a Patreon member, which is this $3 a month, you guys, you get all this bonus content. The bonus section of the call-in show, which I just listened to, was great with Eric and Robbo and lots of calls. They did a great job. I think an extra hour those guys went for. So that's some good bonus content for you guys. But then starting Wednesday, or we'll start recording on Wednesday, will be our San Diego Comic-Con blog pods, talking to crazy people all around the San Diego Comic-Con convention, whoever we bump into in lines. We've got interviews scheduled with Funko and Hasbro and some other licensees, And I've got a good habit of bumping into some interesting people at these conventions. So we're going to have a ton of fun. I can't wait. I love Comic-Con so much. I love you guys for listening so much. I so appreciate that. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.